Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. At Cordell & Cordell, we encourage our clients to participate, to recognize how essential their role in this process is. They've got to be willing to help us help them. And by working jointly in a sort of partnership, we're more likely to get the best possible outcome for our clients. And that's really the standard that our clients can fairly hold us to, is what is the best possible outcome for them. So clients who are facing divorce need to recognize that for them to succeed, they need a partnership between them and their attorney.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 650-389-1111. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, I'm Hanif Baharuddin, and you're tuned in to the show that brings you closer to the people and places of our capital city. As of every end of the month, we will present you with a reading of a short story about the city and its people. This month, we will be reading a short story titled Three Boys and a Cat, which chronicles the adventure of three Form 5 boys trying to kidnap a cat as a form of manipulation to gain an unfair advantage in their exams. This is Readings, Episode 2. Three Boys and a Cat is written by Hamizah Azmi, one of the young writers under Unrepresented KL, a writing workshop that explores stories of the marginalized. And the story will be read by our very own Lim Soon Heng, and featuring the voices of Daniel Ling, Mikhail Hanafi, Bala Murugan, Lin Ma, and of Neil Ting. Here we go.
It is a truth universally acknowledged that every Form 5 student who wants to get straight A for their SPM examination must be in want of a good tuition center. For many students, that tuition center was Pusat Tuition Ilham. Its reputation for producing students who scored well in SPM had parents flocking to register their teenage sons and daughters. Its location in the middle of Kuala Lumpur was advantageous too. Students could easily loiter wherever they wanted after class, or in the case of Wei Shan, Alif and Daniel, during class. Chemistry had always been a pain in the butt for them. Wei Shan didn't think he would skip classes with them again, though. He had never skipped anything in his life, and he could already feel the glare of his mother if she ever found out what he was up to. Doing well in the SPM was important. It meant he would get to attend a university with an excellent reputation, and that would lead to a bright future later on. This had been drilled into his head for as long as he could remember. The three of them had been too sleepy to keep listening to the teacher and had sneaked out when she had gone for a toilet break.
"You're going to get into so much trouble,"
Wei Shan complained as he watched Alif try out some of the glasses at a stall. The pair had rounded frames, and Wei Shan thought it made his friend look like Harry Potter. Alif probably wouldn't take that as a compliment, though. Daniel brought an arm around his shoulder and gave him a playful punch.
"This is what normal people do on a Sunday, bro. Chill."
While the seller was busy trying to get their friend to buy everything, Daniel's arm reached out to take a pair of the glasses, and Wei Shan's sharp eyes saw him attempt to slip them in his pocket. He swatted Daniel's arm.
"Hey, no stealing.
You're no fun,"
Daniel complained, and Wei Shan wondered how the three had ended up being friends for the last couple of months. Daniel was uncouth, unruly, belonged to a school with the worst disciplinary record in the city, and Wei Shan wouldn't have been surprised if he had some sort of a juvenile criminal record. Alif, on the other hand, was apparently a star athlete. He was a defender for his school's football team, and 55% of the time he was talking about Chelsea Football Club. 35% of the time he spent taking selfies, like he was doing right now with his potential shades. And 10% of the time he was talking about other important things in life.
Aren't you guys worried about teachers not being allowed to publish or talk about this year's forecast questions?
Wei Shen pushed Daniel's arm away.
SPM is in 115 days.
The number was drilled into his brain. His class monitor changed the countdown to SPM on the top of the class whiteboard daily.
Who cares?
Daniel asked in a bored voice.
We would have a better chance at getting good results if we had hints on what's coming out,
Wei Shen said. He wished the exam question leak hadn't happened last year. It had been a disaster. Everyone had to resit their papers, and there was a crackdown on tuition centres which came under suspicion for revealing the questions to the public through Facebook. But Wei Shen's words fell on deaf ears. Daniel just shrugged, and Aleph was blissfully unaware of the conversation when he returned with his new sunglasses.
I look like Fabregas.
He lifted them ever so slightly, scrutinizing them as if he could see a vision of his future through the dark lenses.
Girls are going to fall for me.
Girls, in fact, did not fall for Aleph after all. Unfortunately, he had forgotten that sunglasses weren't supposed to be brought or worn in school. He thought he could make a grand entrance as he walked through the school gates. But a fierce-looking female prefect confiscated them before he could even get in.
But everyone was staring at me.
He puffed out his chest.
Anyway, there's a rumor going around in my school that our tuition center's principal is a psychic. He's able to give accurate predictions of what's coming out for exam, and that's why he has so many top scorers. Do you think it's real?
Of course it's not real,
Wei Shen told the two boys flatly.
No one can predict the future, especially when they are asleep. How does that even work?
He turned a page of his biology textbook, even though he was sitting by the side of the basketball court. Aleph dribbled the ball from right to left, trying to bypass Daniel.
According to the rumors, there was this one time when
he paused, jumping up and expertly aiming the ball towards the hoop, only to fail.
Fell asleep during a class, and then he started reading questions out loud. He couldn't remember anything afterwards.
Where do you hear this, Aleph?
One of my friend's cousin's friend's sister was his student.
Come on, no one would buy that.
Wei Shen scoffed.
If you think you're so freaking smart, Wei Shen.
I am smart. Thanks.
Daniel stepped in between the two of them before Aleph could do something like tear Wei Shen's textbook into two.
Actually, I heard he could predict the future even when he's awake.
Wei Shen groaned.
Not you too.
It won't hurt trying to get the questions out of him,
Aleph said.
Yeah, that's impossible,
Wei Shen argued.
Anyway, the man's elusive. You only see him around during morning hours when he stopped by to do admin work in the office. And he doesn't teach anymore, so there's no way we can get him to talk in class.
I can spy on him.
Daniel volunteered.
I'd be good at that.
Okay, if we do get the forecast question from him, wouldn't it be illegal?
Wei Shen wrinkled his nose.
Remember a few years back when a couple of people actually leaked the questions to the public before the exams? I don't want to go to jail.
As you said, they're forecast questions. It doesn't mean they're real. Come on, Wei Shen.
He gave him a nudge, lightly kicking his side with his toe.
You want to know too, don't you? You want to go to university.
Doesn't everyone?
Wei Shen sighed.
Mr. Fu actually lived down the road from my house.
A mischievous grin spread across Daniel's mouth.
Even better.
Hold up. We are not going to do anything to his house, right?
Wei Shen raised a hand. Daniel rubbed his palms together in anticipation. He wasn't smiling, but his eyes were twinkling.
Whatever. We'll start spying on his movements at the tuition center first, and we go from there with a plan.
You You would think that spying on a potential psychic would be interesting, but it wasn't. There was nothing very exciting about observing a quiet old man with a receding hairline who seemed to wear the same t-shirt every day, walk in and out of his office. He also had a penchant for making instant curry noodles for himself. Weishin and Daniel sat down on one of the benches in the hall where students usually gathered before classes started. They were way too early for theirs, and Weishin could see the receptionist shooting them suspicious looks. He couldn't blame her. He had been loitering about for the past few days without any reason. He had even left without going into class.
"She's looking at us funny,"
Weishin whispered, eyebrows furrowing.
"What did you do?"
"Nothing,"
Daniel answered a little too loudly.
"Don't you trust me? I'm good at spying. I gave you a rundown of his schedule."
Weishin folded his arms.
"I bet you were being obvious."
In return, Daniel crossed his arms over his chest defensively.
"I thought you weren't interested in our plan in the first place. Why do you want to know the forecast questions anyway? You get good grades, and your parents can afford to send you off to university without a scholarship."
Weishin was quiet for a moment, his hands falling to his sides. He could not quite meet Daniel's eyes.
"The future's not 100% guaranteed,"
he said quietly. That wasn't the only reason, though he didn't say anything else.
"If it isn't guaranteed for you, then think about the rest of us."
There was no progress in the plan for 2 weeks. For someone who usually had the answer to exam questions, Weishin was stumped. Then he was angry at himself for being stumped and caring too much because this had been stupid from the start. That spoiled his mood, and he ate his breakfast in angry mouthfuls.
"Do you have tuition classes today?"
his mother asked from across the table. He finished the rest of his toast.
"Not today, Mom."
"You should consider quitting that place. I heard there are 40 students in one class. That's too many. We can get you a personal tutor. There's still time."
"It's all right, Mom. I like it there."
Her eyebrows furrowed.
"This isn't about you liking it or not, Weishan. Be practical. SPM is 3 months away and you should study in a more conducive environment."
"I think it has been helping me to study."
Weishan could already predict the scolding that would come out of her mouth within a matter of seconds.
"If your marks don't improve this month, I'm afraid we'll have to take you out of there."
Instead of doing his revision, which was what he normally did before going off to the tuition center, Weishin decided to take a walk around his neighborhood. He rarely did this, but after the conversation he had with his mother, he didn't feel like staying indoors. There had to be some sort of soundtrack for this moment in time. A soundtrack about how unfair life was. He let his legs lead him wherever the empty roads went. The houses he passed by were just blocks of buildings where people lived, people he didn't know. Weishin knew Aleph and Daniel better, but they lived miles away. He saw them more than his own neighbors. The sunglasses stall that he had visited with his friends had more meaning than these structures. No. There was one house he was familiar with. He knew he wasn't supposed to stalk around Mr. Fu's house. It was only a convenient coincidence that his feet had taken him there. Weishin peered through the white gate, noting the principal's black BMW parked inside. He wondered whether the legend of the principal's future predicting ways were real. the front door opened, and Wei Shen skulked where he wouldn't be seen. Now he definitely felt like a stalker. He watched as Mr. Fu, still in his pajamas, picked up the newspaper between the gaps of his gait. It was bizarre seeing this man in his natural habitat.
Here, Kitty, come here.
Mr. Fu called out, and a white cat came out of the bushes in the garden to join him, its tail swishing right to left as it followed its owner into the house. Maybe they could make this work after all. The three boys skipped their tuition class that day and waited until Mr. Fu's car was out of the driveway.
So, we're going to hold this cat hostage and ask for the forecast questions as ransom, right?
Daniel's face was bright as he held up the plate of tuna-flavored whiskers that they had bought to lure the cat out.
No.
Wei Shen rolled his eyes.
We're going to kidnap the cat and pretend that we found it.
Hey, that's not exciting at all.
Olive complained as he pulled out the string he had brought along.
I've always wanted to try being a catnapper. Haha, get it?
No one laughed.
What's his name?
Daniel hissed.
It's Kitty.
Wei Shen answered skeptically.
Hey, Kitty. Kitty, come out wherever you are.
I could break in.
Daniel, no.
Waiting for the cat to appear was no joke. As the minutes ticked by, the boys got more and more restless. Daniel was playing with the cat food, pretending to eat it, to Wei Shen's disgust. And Olive had resorted to texting. Sweat was already trickling down Wei Shen's forehead as the hot weather scorched their backs. Whenever cars slowed down, the boys would pretend to be busy walking away from the house, only to come back.
What if we ace SPM and attend the same university?
Daniel suddenly spoke up, relieving them from the boredom of waiting.
No thanks. Can you imagine going to university with Wei Shen? He'd nag us all the time.
His eyes crinkled as he began to mimic Wei Shen's voice.
Have you studied? Have you finished your homework? Have you eaten? You'd be worse than my mother.
I wouldn't want to go to university with either of you.
Wei Shen retorted petulantly.
Too much babysitting to do.
But he laughed right after. Who wouldn't want to attend university with their good friends? Finally, a white cat appeared from behind the bushes. Olive's red string had caught its attention, and it didn't take much effort to lead the cat out of the gate. For nearly a whole minute, the air was punctuated with their incoherent shouts and an indignant,
"Daniel, that's my foot!"
from Wei Shen. It was enough to almost scare the cat away, but Olive, in his usual dramatic fashion, lunged to grab the white cat by its belly.
I caught it! Now what?
They had placed the cat on Wei Shen's bed where it curiously sniffed the blanket, unfamiliar with this new place. Wei Shen took a deep breath before exhaling. There was still some adrenaline rushing through him.
I'll call Mr. Fu up and tell him about the cat.
We're going to be Mr. Fu's new favorite students and get him to predict the future for us.
Olive joyfully picked the cat up, putting it on his lap. He laughed as the cat started gnawing on his kneecap.
Ah, this cat's a little vicious.
Don't let it pee on my bed.
Wei Shen warned before looking up Mr. Fu's number on his phone. He let the phone ring and waited for Mr. Fu to pick up. Truthfully, he felt a little nervous, and it showed when he only managed to squeak out a small...
Hello? Is this Mr. Fu?
Yes, who is this speaking?
The man sounded devoid of emotion even on the phone. Wei Shen wondered how he could be so affectionate to cats.
I am Wei Shan Li, your neighbor. I may have found your cat running around my house.
Excuse me? My cat is with the vet right now.
Oh.
Awkward pause. A long, awkward pause.
I see. So this white cat isn't yours?
My cat has a black spot on its ear.
Wei Shen could feel his heart drop.
Okay, well, I'm sorry for bothering you. I'll try to find the real owner.
He hung up and his two friends stared at him in dismay.
Whatever. I'm keeping this cat.
Aleph said out loud and stubbornly as it settled onto his lap purring.
It's a she. I checked.
He added proudly.
Let's just give up.
Daniel wailed, flopping onto the bed like a beached whale.
Who cares about forecast questions from a psychic?
Wei Shen played with the hem of his sleeve. They tried. That counted, right?
That was fun, though.
He said, but his voice was a little empty. What if Aleph and Daniel didn't want to hang out with him again once they had given up on finding out the forecast questions?
Fun? Wei Shen, when exams are over and we get our lives back, remind us to show you what real fun is.
Aleph snorted and collapsed into a fit of laughter. Instead of complaining about Aleph's terrible ideas, Wei Shen grinned.
Fine, after exams are over.
And that's the story of Three Boys and a Cat, written by Hamiza Azmi, one of the young writers under Unrepresented KL, a writing workshop that aims to give a voice to the voiceless. You can check them out on Facebook at facebook.com/unrepresentedKL. A big thanks to Lim Soon Heng, Daniel Ling, Mikhail Hanafi, Bala Murugan, Lin Ma and Ofnil Ting for lending their voices to the story. Be on the lookout for more readings of short stories every end of the month. Sadly, we've come to the end of the show, but if you'd like to revisit the episode, head over to bfm.my/ilovekl or download our latest app via Google Play or the App Store. Also, do tweet us at BFM Radio if you'd like to keep in touch with the station. My name is Hanif Baharudin, and you have been tuning in to I Love KL, the show that brings you closer to the people and places of our capital city. Join us again next week on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
7-Eleven has more drinks than times you've been caught singing in your car and random lyrics stored in your brain combined. Choose from flavor-filled Slurpee and Big Gulp drinks, crisp coconut water, energizing cold brew and hot coffee, fresh organic cold-pressed juices, invigorating energy drinks, cooling Pure Leaf iced tea, refreshing Arrowhead 100% natural still in sparkling mountain spring water, plus many more, only at participating 7-Eleven stores.